This is Sunday morning, 5:29:22. You know, we can get to thinking so naturally that we're thinking, you know, when the Lord says you're going to increase, we think, oh, bigger place, bigger, more people, and all of that. And that may be, and that may come, but through all of this and what the Lord's speaking, He's talking about spiritual enlargement. And a few weeks ago, I know I talked about building God's church. Well, that's spiritually. We're a spiritual house. So let's keep that mentality. And if it manifests in the natural, fine. If it's that's in God's plan. But this is a spiritual operation. The targets we're taking out are spiritual targets. And it's just like our military's working behind the scenes where nobody sees. Well, God's spiritual army is doing the same thing. This foundation for our nation is being laid, just like the apostles and prophets in the church are laying the foundation of God's church. So is our foundation being laid for our nation. There's not a separation of the two. It's the kingdom of God. All right, this word, the prophet's corner uncut, the truth will stand is the title of this one. I lead my people into all truth. Don't be concerned about all the false narratives that are being pushed. And I really want you to listen to this. Really do. This is the Antichrist system, and it has reached its climax. It seems it is completely filling the air. Satan himself is the prince of the power of the air, so this should be no surprise. Satan is a liar, and there's no truth in him. He is incapable of telling the truth, regardless of what people may think. Well, you know, the devil, he uses a little truth. He just twists the truth. Well, Jesus said he has no truth. They say that he twists the truth, but he is false, and only all he brings is false. The father of lies. One without truth in him is incapable of bringing any truth of any kind. The great shaking is going on right now. The time that I shall shake out of my kingdom everything that can be, and when it is over, the truth will stand. I would have you not to be concerned, because this will all soon be gone. Break the power of deception off of people, places, and things as I lead you, so they can no longer believe the lie and will embrace the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I told you in my word that this would happen in the last days. And I want to look at a couple of scriptures here. Romans 16. See, people are deceived. Even Christians have become deceived. In the truther movement, they become deceived. And they say, we're deceived. Romans 16:17-18. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by good words and fair speech is to see the hearts of the simple. The next one, 2 Thessalonians 2. Verse 11 and 12 here. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. That they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Those that buy the lie, that my word is no longer valid, are the ones that are not rooted and grounded in my word and will have fallen to this delusion. This delusion is so strong, most believe it. It is meant to suck everyone into its matrix, even the elect if possible. Matthew 24:24, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Now, this is me. Here's some of Sherry Ray's intel that was posted. It was posted weeks ago, and yesterday the Lord quickened it to me, so I went and looked it up. This right here. What I want to hone in on is they can't help but expose themselves. JFK Jr. forwarded this. They're playing both sides of the game. That's why they forward our messages to their channels. They try to create the illusion we are with them when they are all against you. Watch, they can't help but expose themselves and enjoy the show. And here's a list, and it might shock you who's on the list. Main Girl, Shekinah, Billy Oliver, Prime Minister, Negative 48, Whiplash, Mr. Roana, Moronic, Omnicron, Fang Fang, Clouds in America, Black Mask. Anyway, these what I read before that is, it's like seven of them here. They've all capitulated via the executive order. And it's got one specifically targeted at Whiplash, 347. So they're portraying themselves as sheep when they are wolves in sheep's clothing. Right here, it put down here, I told you I was going to take down the government, deep state cabal puppets, bots, nanotechnology, reptilians, and grays. No one said it was going to be easy. They can't help but expose themselves. Each layer is revealed. No one escapes this TikTok. Your indictments have been unsealed. Whiplash 347, Cat Turd, Mr. Romano, Kirsten W., Negative 48, and Main Girl. These are some main truther channels that are out there. So we need to really, pay attention. Because the devil is a liar and he is trying to infiltrate the truther movement to get you to believe. All right. Here's another thing. I read this to Danny a few days ago. So you don't believe the lie. The truth about diseases and viruses. Viruses and diseases do not exist. Did Jesus take them for all time on his back? Absolutely. They were both created by the pharmaceutical industry, who uses the flawed germ theory to sell medicines and vaccines to the populace for monetary gain and population control. If the germ theory was correct, there wouldn't be a human alive today to tell the story. Germs. I've always had a deal about I didn't believe in germs. I never have. I know a germophobic. They drive me nuts. I'm telling you. Not really. Drive me sane. I'm telling you. Germs, bacteria, fungus, pathogens, and even viruses, which are not viruses, but protein-based exomes within our RNA, are everywhere. Life is made up of these things. Heard someone else say that when you go to define the word virus, it means venom. Our bodies are made up of these things. So-called diseases are purely symptoms of an underlying toxicity within the cells. So-called viruses are manufactured within our own bodies as a protection mechanism against their over-toxicity. When we are overly toxic, our body creates a natural detoxification process called a flu, a cold, or a pneumonia to rid the body of these deadly toxins. Viruses are not contagious in any way or form. The only way you can catch a virus is to be injected with one via a vaccine. I remember taking, I never did take my kids to the doctor very much, but one of them, he said, it's just a virus. It's just got to run its course. We can't do anything about it. This is exactly what this doctor was saying right here. There's a lot of garbage going on out there. All right, I want to read Mark 13 to you. The germophobics are people that drive down the street in their car with a mask on, okay? 13:21. And then if, now I want to say something about negative 48. He's the one that started all the garbage about Jesus married Mary Magdalene and they had a child, and all this garbage started with him. And then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. Or, you know, that, you know, we're all of the God line, and we're of the Christ line, and we're of this line. Aren't we all born of one spirit? It sounds good. It really does. But it's a lie. And then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. Well, you know, it's a Christ consciousness. You know, he's not literally coming. He's not, you know, he's... You've heard all the statements. For false Christ and false prophets shall arise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed, before I have foretold you all things. But in the days after the tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. It's going to happen, just like he said. And he's coming in the flesh. And if you encounter any of these people, any of these creatures, whatever, you better say, is Jesus Christ come in the flesh? You better. You better be saying it. Now you talk about taking out some targets. These dead gum channels that have risen up, like chaff among the wheat, or tares among the wheat, we need to start targeting them as we come across them. We need to stick with what we know, not the false narrative that is being pushed. The Lord says, my Holy Spirit and the Word bear witness together. All right, John 16. I don't have to have a manuscript to know that I'm a child of God. They've come too late to tell me. He's healed me on numerous occasions. I hear his voice. He speaks to me. How can you say that about our God? How can you say that? That's what I want to say. How can you say that? It must be that you've never known him is the only way that you could do that. You're a nominal, probably not even filled with the Spirit, don't know God's voice. That's how you can say all this garbage. That's the only way you could say this garbage. You can't know him and say that. Okay, John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Not false narratives. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come, and he shall glorify me. For he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. This was his promise when he went back, that he would send the Comforter that would help us through this time. Okay. I remember the Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know, the movie, when Indiana Jones and whoever she was tied up to get, you know, whenever they were took the top off the ark. Anyway, the Nazis took off the lid, and those angels come out of there, and all of a sudden they turn into these creatures, and it just annihilates them all. And he says, don't look! Don't look! And they were going, and their eyes were shut. You know, they weren't going to watch. But God took them down. There wasn't nothing left. Nothing was left. They melted. Their bodies melted. That's scriptural, you know that? All right, 6,000 years of this mess, and now it has come to a climax. All right, 1 Kings. God destroyed them. There was not nothing left. They melted. Their bodies melted off of their bones. Even their bones just blew away with the wind. Kind of like a nuclear explosion. 1 Kings 18. God's been taking care of this kind of stuff from the very beginning. All right, 18:17. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Is this where we are? We've got statues to Baal all over this country and worldwide. They came out with a new Barbie Baphomet doll. Did you see that? A Barbie Baphomet doll. Baphomet is the goat with breast and a penis and horns. Mattel. Oh, wonderful Mattel. Don't buy no Mattel for your kids. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Kind of the same group. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the Lord that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, Choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first, for ye are many. And call on the name of your God, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. It came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awakened. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets till the blood gushed out upon them. See, that's the big deal with the blood. That's their sacrifice to Baal. Came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, there was neither voice, nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. So Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me, and all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, Fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, Do it the second time. And they did it the second time. He said, Do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and it filled the trench also with water. Came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. And Elijah said unto them, Take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. I believe we're going to see some showdowns just like this. The Lord's going to do a thorough work. He's going to purge his threshing floor, he says. Just as Elijah had a showdown with the prophets of Baal, then we're sitting right where he is sitting today. We're dealing with the same demonic entities. After the showdown, all will know who is God and who is not, and the truth will be standing. Satan puts up a big outward show, but my kingdom comes from within. You are my temple. All right, 19 of Kings, 1 Kings 19. See, we might not look like we're much to the natural eye, but behind the scenes, God has an army prepared that's taken out these entities. All right, this is 1 Kings 19, 9. And he came thither into a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by in a great and strong wind, rent the mountains and break it in pieces, the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire a still small voice. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What doest thou, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, Go return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel Mahola shall thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay. Him that escapeth from the word of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which shall hath not kissed him. So God's got an army under this, in the background where nobody sees, that's doing his bidding. Focus on the inside. That's where the peace is, and it will keep you stable during this time. It's always looking out there for something to happen. No, this is inside. This is all inside. Okay, Ephesians 2. Starting with verse 1, And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were in nature the children of wrath, even as others. This is Satan's game. The flesh and the mind. And God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And he delivers us from evil. That's the Lord's prayer. He delivers us from evil. Okay, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but to the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We need to view what we're doing and the warfare we're doing, and we're doing it to these principalities and powers that Ephesians talks about, that we're to arm ourselves with our armor to take out these principalities. This is spiritual warfare. All right, Colossians 1:13. who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. All right, remember that as we're doing warfare.